The 2014 NFL Draft has concluded. The Vikings come away with a bunch of good players, and the guy who picked all of them is with us right now. Rick Spielman comes into the studio. Hey, Rick, it's over.
Yeah, no, we're just finalizing our college free agent list and very excited about what we're able to accomplish this draft. Felt we really added a lot of great players and look forward to getting them in here and getting them going.
You came into the draft on Thursday with 8 picks. You come out on Saturday with 10 players. Tell us how that all went down.
You know, it's as we sat there and watched the board kind of come to us, we had the 2 fifth-round picks. We felt there was still a lot of depth in this draft. So we took one of the fifths and changed it into a 6th and a 7th. So we ended up with 2 sixes and I think 3 sevenths at the end. The other thing that was very valuable about those picks is they're at the top of the rounds. So as a board, you're still going to get the best available players instead of if you were at the bottom of those. And felt that by the amount of players that were still on our board that we liked, that it was the best move to make.
You mentioned in your press conference after the draft was over that that was something that you and Coach Zimmer were joking around about in the draft room a little bit.
Yeah, I think Coach Zimmer, you know, they're not very active in Cincinnati, and I know he's had some experience. Dallas has been very active. I just, you know, told him that there's going to be some movement, and I'd like to make deals on draft day, and, you know, we'll get you the best players we can. But I can tell you Mike did a great job, and his staff did a great job, and they were a huge part of this process.
Well, Coach Davidson, our offensive line coach, is going to like David Yankee, offensive guard from Stanford. Probably a day one pick for some teams, or day two maybe, and you guys get him in day 3. Great value there.
Yeah, no, he was just too valuable. He was the highest rated player on our board at the time, and he's a big, powerful run blocker. They'll utilize him some on pulls when you watch him on tape. Has some technical issues to clean up. He's also played some tackle in the past, so... we felt that very extremely bright, as you would expect, coming from Stanford. So very excited to get him here and see what we have.
The defensive back from Virginia Tech, Exum, he's listed some spots as a corner, some as a safety. You said maybe safety here. What about him makes you think safety?
Well, we talked through that, and that's what you talk through when you're going through all the draft meetings. And we're going through the corners. Are any of these guys potential safeties for us? And I know we want to put an emphasis on safeties that can cover, and Exum is a big physical corner. I think he weighed almost 220 pounds, 215, 220 at his pro day, but he has very good ball skills. He was a press corner at Virginia Tech, missed last year. He had an ACL, came back and had a high ankle sprain, so he was a guy I think that, you know, potentially he would have went a lot higher if he had a healthy senior year.
You know, you really beefed up the defensive line here this offseason in free agency and even in this draft, and a part of that was the nose tackle we got from UConn. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he was here on a top 30 visit. Big nose tackle, very athletic for his size. In fact, he played some under tackle or the 3 technique as well. And what we're trying to do is we went down through there. When those big guys are there, especially when you're at the top of the round, you better take them then, because if you don't take them then, more likely they're going to be gone shortly after. So I think that was a huge advantage for us in this draft to be picking so high in each round, especially in the third day like we were today.
You come away, 7 out of the 10 draft picks are defensive players. Is that something where in a given year you go in with that theme in mind, or is that just how it falls?
I think a little bit how it fell, but also we wanted to you know, really try to create as much competition on the defensive side of the ball. It's a little bit different philosophy on the types of players Coach Zimmer is looking for and the type of physical traits he's looking for at each position. I know coming out of the mini camp and talking with Coach Zimmer and Coach Turner, we feel pretty confident about what we have on the offensive side. We were able to add a couple guys, but for the most part, we wanted to get as many athletic football players as possible on the defensive side. Whether it be through the free agency period or this draft, and then let's get them all in here, let's create as much competition as we can, and that's going to give you the best opportunity to keep the best 53.
You talk a lot about getting smart players, guys that love the game, but, you know, intelligence, good off the field. Teddy Bridgewater, his first night in Minnesota, he went to the Minnesota Wild game. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that was smart.
And good move.
So, no, I know I saw a couple of pitchers, I think, Mr. Patterson was down there with him.
He's going to be in his ear all the time now. You know that, right?
Mr. Wright was down there with him. So Teddy's going to fit in fine.
All right. Well, good job on the draft. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.